Unit 7. Marketing. Viral marketing.
Traditionally, companies have marketed their products and services through print, radio, and television advertisements. However, nowadays, there's an innovative new marketing technique known as viral marketing that uses the internet to encourage people to pass along a marketing message to others. Just like a virus uses host cells to spread through our bodies, a viral marketing message uses host sites to spread through the internet. So, viral marketing helps companies reach consumers in a different way from traditional marketing methods. Viral marketing began around 15 years ago thanks to the email service Hotmail. Each message sent from a Hotmail account included an advertisement for the service at the bottom of the page. So every time a Hotmail customer sent someone an email, they were also sending an advertisement. These days, viral marketing uses other internet communications besides email, including popular social networks like Facebook, SciWorld, and Twitter. But why is it effective? Firstly, it reaches new audiences. Frequent internet users often do not watch much television or read newspapers, so traditional marketing hardly affects them. It is through the internet that they see advertisements most. Secondly, viral marketing messages are especially powerful and personal. As the viral marketing advertisement appears on the website of a friend, workmate, or family member, the product or service seems more trustworthy. Of course, viral marketing is not always effective. Some have criticized viral marketers for invading people's privacy and sending out unwanted emails. However, a well-managed viral marketing campaign can avoid these problems. In fact, if the advertisement is funny, cute, or interesting, people will gladly spread the message by showing it on their website and emailing their friends about it.
Further reading. In early 2007, mysterious posters saying, "Zero is more," and "Zero will give you life as it should be," began to appear around Northern Europe. The only other information on the posters was a date, April 1st, and an unusual website address. People began to wonder what Zero could actually be, and discussions about it appeared on forums and blogs all over the internet. Many were probably disappointed to discover that it was simply a new flavor of Coca-Cola. The advertising directors behind the viral marketing campaign, however, were anything but disappointed. The purpose of viral marketing is to make people talk about their product by using a creative approach. A lot of times, these people don't even know what product is being advertised. The Coca-Cola Zero marketing campaign proved so effective that the company couldn't meet the demand. They actually ran out of the black caps used for the drink.